The East Lansing Art Festival returns to the streets of East Lansing this weekend. Joining me live to look ahead at the festival is Julie Levy Weston, the festival's interim director. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Sure.
I wanted to begin with a pretty typical question. What's the same this year and what's new this year at the East Lansing Art Festival?
Well, the same. Lots of wonderful artists and a few more than last year. Now that we've worked on the new site for a year, we knew how many more we could put in. What else is the same? There'll be good food vendors, the great children's area, and two stages of music, one for families, one just general public. Stage. There's a mural being painted on the Division Street parking ramp so we can watch art happening in front of us.
A permanent mural?
Yes. Yes. I saw it yesterday. It looks pretty permanent to me. So, and there'll be a short-term, just for the festival, interactive architectural installation at Charles and Albert.
Interesting. Architecture is art. So
you're right.
That's great.
Right.
Now, last year, construction forced some changes, and you've touched on this. Tell me about the impact of construction in downtown East Lansing on the festival this year.
Well, we're in the same place as we were, as the festival was last year. The western edge of the festival is MAC, and then you turn east onto Albert and go to Bailey, and that's the blocks that the festival mm-hmm. covers this year.
Okay. Now, Julie, you work at the MSU Museum. You've been involved with lots of festivals, including the East Lansing Art Festival over the years. In this case, though, you were kind of thrust into the role of interim director just a couple of weeks ago after the city of East Lansing dismissed Michelle Carlson. So I'm compelled to ask what you're able to say about this situation.
I really don't know much about what happened. I know I got a phone call and they said, would you consider... And I considered and said, yeah, I can do this. And then there were some hoops to jump through for me to get a leave of absence for a month from MSU.
And the university and the museum leaders granted that.
Yes,
so
yes.
You're all cool with the university.
Oh, yeah. Right. Officially, I'm on leave from May 1st to May 31st.
All right. So. Now, Eli, the East Lansing Info online news site, has indicated that the festival was in need of volunteers. Is that still the case? What can people do to help?
We do still need volunteers. The last time I looked, we're still low on people to help with the load-in. That's my theater background. With the load-in of artists on Friday afternoon, and that's helping direct traffic and keep people moving and such. And then again on Sunday when we take it all down. I think we're pretty good on the popular jobs are info booth and booth sitting, and I think those are in pretty good shape, we can always use help. So,
we should clarify festival hours, Saturday and Sunday.
The festival opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday, closes at 6, and opens at 10 a.m. Sunday and closes at 5.
All right. Now, there also was a concern about the condition of the pavement on a stretch of MAC Avenue. Has that been addressed?
Yeah. And the first day I walked over from campus, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. But they went in last week and did a good job patching the road. It's better. I won't say it's perfect, but it's much safer than it was. So.
All right. Now, you're filling in on an interim basis. Do you have any desire to go into this job, keep this job in the city?
I think I have to say no comment.
Okay. I do want to point out that WKAR personalities are going to be introducing music acts again this year. Mm-hmm. I, for instance, will be there for a while on Saturday. Looking forward to it. I hope everyone will stop by and say hello. Any particular highlights on the music schedule that you'd like to make sure folks are aware of?
Well, there's lots of good stuff. We're starting off with the East Lansing High School Jazz Band on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
May Erlewine will be here with the Motivations, her band. And we're finishing off the day with Musique Noire. And Sunday, it's The Further Adventures of Fat Boy and the Jive Turkeys, Stringtown Trio, and then Joshua Davis and Rachel Davis.
Joshua's great, of course.
Yeah, and that's
well-known here.
Right. Going to be fun to hear them. I'll have to take a few minutes and go listen for a while. I tend to not stay very long anywhere at festival time.
Well, I plan to linger at the music programs I'll be at and hope folks will stop by and say hello. And of course, as people's schedule allows, visit the art festival, see the art, enjoy the art, and be careful about parking and pedestrian movement around the city, of course. Julie Levy Weston is the interim director of the East Lansing Art Festival. Thank you. Good luck, and I hope we have good weather this weekend.
Me too. Thanks, son.